Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Spence Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Collins moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Collins scores. Shealy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Falk steals second. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to home to get Shealy. Falk moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Dixon and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Thurston reaches second base with a double. Krause moves to third. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive towards short. Gerber catches it and throws to third to double up Krause. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to third. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. McManus scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dixon. The throw from Krause and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin is hit by the pitch. Bush moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to third. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields the ball and throws to Thurston covering. Safe. Bush scores. Tobin moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Tobin scores. Sisler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixon moves to second. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thurston strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kraus hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Bennett is chasing the ball. Kraus rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thurston hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bennett. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bennett. Collins reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Falk reaches second base with a double. Shealy scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Krause hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. George Grant now pitching. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dixon hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice pinch hits for George Grant. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stauffer now pitching. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moss still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Moss still moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Moss still moves to third. Davis moves to second. Joe Gard now pitching. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Moss still scores. Davis moves to third. Collins moves to second. It's 11-3, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Collins tags and moves to third. Sheely tags and moves to second. One out. It's 12-3, White Sox. Roy Elsh pinch hits for Spence Harris. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to home to get Collins. Sheely moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elsh. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Elsh steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely scores. Elsh scores. It's 14-3, White Sox. John Bischoff pinch hits for Buck Krause. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. John Bischoff now catching. Roy Elsh now playing right field. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to home to get Ma still. Davis moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The slide. Dixon applies the tag. Davis is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-5, White Sox. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bennett for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dixon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.